Welcome to another issue of the Courage to Be the Difference podcast. My name is Sherry Ruskus, and as always, every week it is my pleasure to bring this podcast to you to give you new ideas and strategies on ways to increase the courage that you use in your life and that you actually do have the courage to be the difference, because we all have it inside of us. On this week's podcast, I'm going to be actually sharing with you, we're going to switch over to a recent presentation that I gave on how to think like an entrepreneur. And in the process of it, I'm giving you details of what I call a victory map and a way to rethink your week and how to increase your thinking. This month in the Victory Circles, we have been talking and thinking about thinking, and not just any kind of thinking, but accurate thinking. And what can you do to ensure that you're allowing your business to work through problems and issues with antidotes, and that you're not holding back? Because one of the things I'll tell you that's in that victory map is how to deal with courage and how to be more bold. So without further ado, I will turn you over to the presentation.
Hi, it's Sherry Ruskus, also known as Victory Girl, to those who follow me on Instagram. And I am here today to share with you how to think like an entrepreneur. I have been an entrepreneur most of my career, going back to 1985 when I started my very first business, which was an answering service, that I just had this desire to run an answering service. It was my definite chief aim at the time. And after getting laid off yet another job, I decided it was time to strike out on my own. I had at the time been working for a software development company in Boulder. And I had been instrumental in helping them get to their first $1 million in sales. And then unfortunately the owner kind of squandered the money away, and there was no money left for the employees to continue to run the company. So that's when I said, you know what, it's time. There's been too many missteps along the way with dealing with other people and my destiny. So I decided that I would become an entrepreneur, a business owner. And why I wanted to bring this workshop to you today, this online workshop to you, is that I know that there's a lot of voices that go on in our head as entrepreneurs, right? We have our inner critic. We have a lot of different inner and outer voices, right? The people who are judging us, telling us, you know, whether it's a spouse or someone who loves and cares about us. And they've got a lot of input about what we might be doing wrong, but not always how we can do things right, right? What we can do to turn things around. So that's what I'm really going to spend time with today, to talk about how you do that. I love a quote by Meryl Streep, can I say that, Meryl Streep, who said that what makes you different or weird, that's your strength. And as an entrepreneur, we've got to be a little different or weird. It's just who we are, and it's just our strength in making things happen. So I'd like you to, if you can, I know it's hard because if you're an entrepreneur, we love to multitask. We love to be going in this direction and that direction. But if you can, slow down, stop, and just really spend the next little bit here with me just thinking about how you think as you go about running your small business from an entrepreneurial standpoint, right? Michael Gerber in the E-Myth talks about, I've been talking about that a lot in my victory letter the last few weeks, about the E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber, and how he talks about how we have our technician hat, we have our manager hat, we have our entrepreneur hat, which gets it all started, right? That's who got us into this game, we'll call it game, to begin with. And then I like to also add our CEO hat, and we'll talk about that as we go here too, and how much the entrepreneur needs to work with the CEO to make sure that we're on track with really running it like a business and not like a hobby. So with our entrepreneur hat on tight, we're going to walk, I'm going to have you walk through some exercise, what I call my victory map. And I'll give you a link for a download when we're finished here. And I would encourage you to start your week thinking this way, right? When you head into the week, think about, okay, how can I do each of these seven steps throughout the week to make sure that I'm thinking like an entrepreneur and I'm touching base with all the things that matter. So I'm going to, I know some of you will just be listening to the audio of this, but I also am going to be doing a video portion of it as well. And I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here. And okay, here we go. So what I would love for you to do is just close your eyes for a moment and imagine yourself on the top of a mountain, right? You're standing up there, you've got your arms reached up towards the sky, towards victory, right? It's one of the things, I love the word victory. When I started coaching 20 years ago, I actually dubbed myself at the time Victory Coach because I loved the word victory. And so think of that V, raising your arms, you're standing on top of this mountain, maybe feeling a slight beautiful breeze and knowing that it was a hard climb to get to the top of this mountain, but you've done it. And what I want you to think about is your journey along the way. We always talk about goals, which are super important, and getting to the top of the mountain, but enjoying that journey is so important as well. And think about what would be just the juiciest journey that you could have. That would be a good hashtag, wouldn't it? Juiciest journey that you could have along your way up towards the top of the mountain, and how to really best get to that victory at the very top. And as we go through our victory map, I love acronyms. I don't know why I've fallen in love with them along the way, but they're a lot of fun. And we're going to take the word victory and we're going to create an acronym out of it. Starting off with the word value. So what is the value that you bring? So as you begin your week and you're looking at your victory map, and you start with value. What's the value you bring to the business idea that will make a difference, right? So whether you're in business, you're a startup thinking about going into business, what's that value that you bring to the business that's going to make the difference this week, right? You may have brought a lot of value along the way, but what's the value this week? What's your overall value proposition that the business represents to really the most important person in your business? And that's your customer. One of the reasons that when I started my answering service, I wanted to be the best answering service out there. And I did it for 16 years. Our customers loved us. Some of them were with us for the entire 16 years, those that remained in business. And it was really, that was my value every week, is to really fully represent their companies and not sound like your standard answering service. Many people thought we were actually part of our clients and customers' businesses. So that was the value proposition that I always brought in every week. In my coaching practice, it's always to get my, you know, my definite chief aim is to empower entrepreneurs to climb new heights. And that's the value that I want to bring every week, is that I'm creating tools and I'm coaching with clients to help them to reach those heights, to get to the growth in their business that they want. So that's my value. What's your value? And how do you bring that value to your customers? You know, whether I do a lot of workshops on marketing, and a lot of people are just, I don't want to use the word freaked out, but maybe I will, freaked out about social media and what should I be doing on social media and how do I get a good ROI on social media. And it's by bringing value in anything that you do with your marketing, right? So the big piece of marketing today, which is so awesome, is that we get to touch people like we never did before. Back in the day when I started my first business back in 1985, I had the yellow pages. period. That was what I had once a year to update. So we have all these tools, but they kind of freak us out because now we've got to create this really good content that brings value to people and helps them to see our business in a light that they may not see, even if they're, I like to think of customers as past, present, and future customers. And so what is that value that is brought to the table? That you bring to the table. So if you're thinking of doing a new product, doing a new service, what's that value and how are you going to pull it together and bring it together? And really, why does it matter? Why is it going to matter in understanding what your customers, that target audience, what is their pain points that that value is going to touch? And how will they be better because your business is in existence, whether it's if you're a B2C business to consumer or B2B business to business, how will it make a difference in their world? What's that value? And how will you be different from your competitors, right? What value do you bring above and beyond your competitors? I had an experience just yesterday where I had a problem with a product and I brought it back to the store. It was a very low ticket item, but I was so shocked that it broke down. Actually, it was gardening gloves, to tell you the truth. And I'd gotten a hole in one of the gloves and I didn't find it of value, right? Because I use my gloves all the time. And I was shocked after 2 weeks, I got a hole in one of the fingers of the gloves. And so I took it back to the store. And I was treated, and this is a store I've spent a lot of money in over the summer, and I was shocked when they replaced the gloves for me, but they made me feel like I had no value to them at all in the process of it. They talked to me very condescendingly, can I say that? And it was a very bad experience. And I am going to reach out to somebody today because I was just so appalled by it after the amount of money that I have spent at their store over this gardening season, that all I asked was them to replace a pair of $6 gloves for me because they weren't of good value to me. And they just made me feel pretty icky. So think about that value that you bring before, during, and after a sale, right? Because all of that matters. So as you look at your victory map for the week, how are we going to increase the value that we bring to our customers? And then really with that value too, long-term value, what's the legacy that you either want to create for yourself or your customers? And how can you make that happen? One of the values that I bring to my clients is honesty. I have to be honest as a business coach. I have to really listen to what their wants and needs are and then honestly say how I think they're going to get to it. It isn't about what I think they need. It's what they need and the value that I bring to help them get what they want, not what I want for them. I have found that over the 20 years that sometimes you get so excited and you want to see them do certain things, but it's got to be what they want. And that's the value that I would bring. So what's your value? The next piece in the word victory is I for imagination. The imagination to create and innovate on a regular basis. And I mean continuous. Sometimes we can get very comfortable, and we're going to talk about that here in a minute. But you know, we've got to really, one of the things that I love the most about being an entrepreneur and what fuels my fire is being able to create and to use my imagination. Rollo May wrote the book, The Courage to Create, many years ago. And in that, he talks about having a creative flow and using your conscious and unconscious mind. I know that in writing, whenever you're writing, if you can tap into your unconscious mind, oh man, that's where the good stuff is, right? Because think of your mind as a database that you've just been adding data to for how many years now, right? And so if you're able to tap into that, without having to go searching for stuff. It just comes out of you, right? That's really when you're in flow. Think about it when you're even creating your product and service and what you love the most about it. How can you do that on a regular basis? Really using your imagination and letting innovation happen. You know, you think of some of the great imaginary greats like Walt Disney, right? He imagined Disneyland before Disneyland ever happened. And then he just kept imagining it. He called the people that worked for him Imagineers because he knew how important that was. Steve Jobs had this idea for the iPhone that that many people thought, what are you even talking about? Nobody needs it. Nobody wants it. What are you talking about? And of course, now many of us, myself included, could not live without it. So it's really looking within your work and how do you bring your imagination to life, not every once in a while, whenever you kind of feel like it, but on a consistent basis. So when you look at your week, do you have a creative date set up in the week? Or do you have, I know I like to do what I call my creative time in the morning, and the first 2 hours of the day after I do my meditation and my morning momentum, which I'm going to talk to you about here in a few, that's when I am the most creative and when I really love to write the most. If I'm working on a book or doing something, that's when I like to do that. So looking at your imagination, and what makes you hesitate about bringing your imagination to life? What, sometimes we can get a little frightened by it. And so what gives you the courage to create on a regular basis? Which, speaking of courage, that is exactly the C in victory. And that's to stand up, right, to your inner and your outer critics and to bring an idea from inception all the way up to implementation. How do you do that? And how often do you, you know, as Eleanor Roosevelt said, stare fear in the face and do it anyway. And I recently heard someone say, I want to be fearless. And the response, and I apologize to whoever said this because I can't remember who it was. I listened to so many things throughout the course of my week. But the person said, you can't be fearless because it's part of the human condition. You will have the fear. It's what you do with that fear. It's the courage that you have to get it done. My podcast that I do is called The Courage to Be the Difference because I know that it's when we really use our courage, it's when we're the best, right? When we stand up on a stage, when we are scared to death, and I've done it a time or two along my way, to be sure, when I was just like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Who do I think I am? But I do it anyway, that I've really been able to get past some of my biggest blocks in my life. And the stories that are shared on our podcast really dig into that a whole lot deeper. And how much, here's a question I would ask is, as you look into your week and you're creating your victory map, you know, what bold moves are you going to make along the way? What bold moves will allow you to get past some barriers that have been setting there for you because you've been sitting in your comfort zone, right? And we all do it, right? No matter what, whether in our personal lives or in our business lives, but we get really kind of comfortable and we're like, yeah, you know, I just don't want to go there. And what are we losing out on? What are our customers losing out on? What maybe are our employees losing out on because we've gotten too stuck in our comfort zone? Is it the fear of failure? Are you fearing that you're going to fail at something? And so therefore, you're not going to do it at all. And here's the news, in case you don't know it, is that the biggest failure is not even trying. It's you've got to get out there and do it. In all my years, you know, 30 plus years of being an entrepreneur, I have failed, once or twice or 500 times along the way. Some failures have been much bigger than others. You know, I had to file for bankruptcy right around the time of the dot-com bust when my company had gotten really involved in web development. And, you know, a lot of things went down around then, especially with 9/11 coming right after it. And I had to file for bankruptcy. And, you know, I share a story in my first book about how I thought that was the worst thing that could have ever happened to me. And you know what? I lived through it. My family lived through it. And I became a stronger businesswoman because of it. So really having the courage to step past some of the fears that you have, especially that fear of failure, and looking at what it is that normally shuts you down and how can you, again, you know, it's really like, what scares the shit out of you? Sometimes you need to just take, do a free write. And when I say free write, that's just writing without stopping your pen from moving, right? About what scares the shit out of you. Is it, you know, not having enough money? Is it putting yourself out in front of others and feeling afraid you'll be embarrassed? What is it that really just takes you out of that comfort zone completely? So really looking at how you can inject that courage into your week every single week. The T in victory is for time, right? What's one of the things that we say the most? I don't have enough time. You know, it's funny. You think about when somebody says, how are things going? And I always laugh when I hear somebody say, because I used to say it all the time, oh, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. Great. But how are you? Really? Right? That's the answer that I want to know. So as you look at your calendar each week, how can you get the best use out of your time? A lot of times we'll put things on our calendar and we'll think, you know, okay, it's on my calendar. I got to do it. But one of the things that I do during my morning momentum that I'm going to again share with you here in a minute is that I like to really look at my calendar for the day. And as I'm sitting there in a quiet space, very quiet, all to myself, I look at what I've already got scheduled on my calendar. And then what might I just remove from the calendar because maybe a customer has a need that I want to make sure I take care of, or there's just something else that really feels more important instinctually. Sometimes if our calendar is so full, we can't even let our instinct come in there for us. So looking at your calendar for the day, and sure, if I'm teaching a workshop or something that I've made a very solid time commitment to somebody else for, or a client appointment, that kind of thing, I'm going to do it. But even I found with client appointments, sometimes I've asked a client to shift and they're like, oh, thank goodness, I really want to shift too. So it's not feeling like it's so in stone. And how can you make it work best for your business? When you have increments of work that have to be done, how do you get focused in on your work, right? So let's say you've got a paper to write, or you've got, you know, a project for a client that's got to get done. And here's the deal. As entrepreneurs, we have a little bit of ADD or a lot of ADD, depending on the day. Some days I actually stop myself and say, okay, Sherry, you have so much ADD going on. You have got to do something right now to get your mind quiet, to get rid of the ADD, because I can be all over the board having 10 things going at once. So I know for myself, and it just seems to be this trait with entrepreneurs, we've got so many ideas flowing and going that, you know, we have a hard time getting things finished at times. So how can I, if I look at my calendar, how can I get that focused time? And then what happens if items that are on your calendar that were important don't get done, right? There's so many hours in a day, we overjudge, think we could get so many things done in a day, and it doesn't get done. What do you do with that? How do you effectively put it into the next day? Do you look at it and say, maybe I didn't need to be doing this at all? Or do you say, tomorrow, this has to be done before anything else? Or maybe looking at, I've got too many things on my list and it doesn't make sense. I've got to start cutting, or maybe delegating and getting more support because I can't do this all, right? And as entrepreneurs, we do try to do it all. And it that day comes when you've got to start giving it to other people if you want to grow your business. So really looking at your time. The O in victory stands for ownership. Every piece of your business always comes back to whether it's projects, business building, you know, it comes back to the CEO of your business and who has that ownership piece of your business that you somewhere along your week, as you look at your calendar, when am I going to look at the books to make sure that cash flow is flowing properly? What am I going to look at, you know, why, what we're doing and why we're doing? For those of you who have employees, what am I going to really spend time to build this team? What am I going to look at the people who are maybe in management positions and make sure they're doing running this business is the way I want to have it run. So there's that ownership piece that's so important. And looking past today is important when you've got your ownership hat on, right? So yeah, you might be reaching goals for the next couple of months, but what happens in 6 months? What happens in 2 years? What happens in 5 years? And how often do you look at that? And again, realize when you get to the top of that, of your current mountain, how are you going to get to the next peak and the next peak and the next peak? So look at that and realize that you've got to have that CEO hat on right along with your entrepreneur hat to make sure that things are working properly. Is there any systems in your business that are out of whack, right? That are maybe your expenses have all of a sudden gotten too high and you need to look at that and start making some cutbacks and really looking at that area as well. So that's the ownership piece. And then the R in victory is the creme de la creme, the piece that keeps us in business, the green stuff. The revenue, right? How do your ideas make a steady stream of money income that comes into the business that you're able to pay yourself, pay your employees, and actually make a profit afterwards? So looking at the, you know, we have great ideas as entrepreneurs, and sometimes we fall in love with the idea and we overlook, again, putting that CEO hat on with the ownership, we look past the fact that it's not actually making money. And sometimes it's just tweaking the revenue streams or having additional revenue streams. We've been doing this for a while. Now let's go to the next revenue stream and see what's happening. Maybe we need to, for any of you who are in a solopreneur type business, right, which I am for the most part, I have my assistant that helps on a part-time basis, and then it's really me. So you know, when I'm just doing one-on-one coaching, I've got to look for other areas of revenue, right? Otherwise, I'm pretty stuck in one revenue stream because I only have so many hours in a day. I only take on so many clients in a month, and so that I can keep my head into thinking about them. If I'm thinking about too many different businesses, my brain goes bonkers. So look at your own business and the revenue piece. And during the course of the week, how are you paying attention to the revenue piece, whether it's actually doing the pieces that bring the revenue in or ensuring that other people are doing things that bring revenue in? It could be an affiliate program that all of a sudden you realize that you could do either that by creating your own affiliate program or being a part of someone else's affiliate program because you're referring a product all the time. So you could partner with someone and that will help with revenue. So it's really getting creative and giving yourself revenue time during the week to look at the numbers, right? So critical in everything that you do. And keeping yourself accountable about it. We cannot do, we can't continue to not be accountable. And it's one of the things with coaching that is so awesome and that I love about being a coach and that I do in having a coach of my own is that it helps me to stay accountable and to look at what else do I need to do or to shift or to change to help bring that revenue in more. Which brings us to the why in victory, and that's you. As an entrepreneur, we can get so busy and get our life filled with so much stuff because we're doing so many things in a given day, in addition to taking care of our family, right? We haven't even talked about that in all of it. You know, if you're a parent or that you, I know there was a time a few years back where I was taking care of aging parents and teenagers and it was like, and my business, it was a crazy time. It was not a very big growth time in my business, but you know, I actually at one point when my mother was getting towards the end of her cancer journey that I went and I just said, you know what? I am going to be with her for 6 weeks. I left my husband with my teenagers and he has forgiven me for that and had the most amazing time with my parents. My dad died about a year later after my mom and you know, you can't get that time back. So, there's the part of you that has a personal life along with the business life, and you can't forget about bringing that into that. So there's that aspect of it, but there's also where your mindset is every day. For any of you who've been in the game for a while, I don't think I have to tell you, you know, when you start off as an entrepreneur, you've got that adrenaline that's bubbling and you're ready to get out there and conquer the world. But after a year, 2 years, maybe even 5 years into the game, you're a little fried, right? It's been a long journey and you need to keep reinvigorating yourself and really finding positive and motivational things to do. Now, one of the things that I do on a daily basis, and I've been doing this for over 3 years now, is that I finally got myself into the habit of meditating every morning. And it was a tough road for me because as an entrepreneur having ADD, I really found myself, you know, I'd sit down to meditate and my mind's bing, bing, binging all over the place. So what I ended up doing, I created what I've now called morning momentum, and I surrounded myself with tools to help me to quiet my mind. Even though I do it first thing in the morning, I go get my cup of coffee, I go to my special spot in the summertime. Right now it's coming to it's winding down, sadly. I have a beautiful spot in my garden that I can put my yoga mat down, and right in the center of my garden, I see all kinds of wild, you know, birds and all kinds of great things. The sunrise coming up, it's pretty fantastic, and it's just such a powerful way to start the day. And then in the wintertime, we have a sunroom in the front of the house that faces to the east, and I can start it there. And whether I'm reading, working on my calendar, as I talked about, meditating, whatever it is, playing some soft music, it's just a time for me, at least a minimum of an hour a day, doing some stretching after sleeping all night, that I really take care of me. It's all about me. And I bring my cup of coffee so I can slowly savor that cup of coffee, not slam it down as I'm on my way somewhere else. Every morning, if I can stretch it into 2 hours, I'll do it. Let me tell you, my husband can tell you that is true. And what I would ask you is, even if you have to get up earlier in the morning, what would it look like if you could do that? I actually created a program called Morning Momentum. You can get it absolutely free off of our website if you go to businessvictories.com/good morning. So businessvictories.com/good morning. It's out there free. The 21 days, the 21 different elements that I put together that really have helped me keep this a strong habit for, I like to think of it now as over 1,000 mornings that I have been able to just be me, right? And to feel me and to understand where I'm headed in my day. So that's an important factor. You know, exercise, we've all heard it most of our lives, how important exercise is, but it's true. I can feel a whole stress difference in my body if I'm not doing exercise on a regular basis. Having fun time, laughing. When was the last time you just had a good full belly laugh with someone you love and care about, right? That's important to keep our sanity and to help us in our thinking. Creative time, as we talked about before, being in flow with all that, just pure pleasure time, spending time with your spouse or loved ones that you're just having fun together and just maybe enjoying a sunset, taking the time out to enjoy a sunset together, and releasing stress and keeping yourself motivated, hanging out with positive people, right? We really take on the negativity of people that we hang out with. And one thing I've definitely found out for sure, there's many people in my life who I love who think I'm a little crazy because I am an entrepreneur, right? They have good, steady jobs. They get regular paychecks. Many in my world are retiring right now or thinking of retiring in the next few years. And I am in a life I love. I don't even think about retirement because I love what I do every day. And yet if I need somebody to talk to and I talk to them, they can't really help me. So it's really looking at, it's one of the beauties of why I started the Victory Circles many years ago around masterminds, of having like-minded people around you that you can bounce ideas off. Again, as I talked about with coaching, right? Which what I love about coaching that's so fantastic is that it helps to have somebody to bounce ideas off who gets you and who understands you. So that's really what creates this victory map. So if you can give yourself time, either late in the day on Sunday, if that works in your world, or first thing Monday morning, is really sitting down and again, you can get this download at businessvictories.com/map, totally free, my gift to you, because it's so important for you to think like an entrepreneur and to open your mind and enjoy this process. Because again, it's a tough road. And if we can start finding ways to enjoy it, more people will stay at it for the long run. That's really one of my big goals in life. But you sit down Monday morning and you go, okay, what's the value? The most important tasks to ensure that I have value to my customers this week. How am I going to use my imagination? What's the innovation that'll be brought to life by, boom, here's the things I'm going to do, and look at your calendar and how am I going to do it? Courage. What are the bold moves to be made this week that I'm going to push past? Something I've been just holding back a little bit on, and I'm going to shift that this week. How is my time going to be focused to best be used during this week on the planet? How am I going to do that? Ownership. How am I going to get that CEO hat on this week to make sure that I'm overseeing the ownership of this business? Revenue. What are the best sources for bringing in revenue this week? And then finally, you. How are you going to take care of you this week? Is it, you know, making sure you've got that morning momentum time scheduled in, maybe the creative time, right? If you really thrive on creativity like I do and most entrepreneurs do. And then when am I going to exercise? When am I going to take care of myself? Maybe get a massage thrown in there or some kind of treatment that I have been meaning to do that I haven't been doing. And maybe even going to the dentist, right? Which isn't always the most wonderful thing, but it's worse when your tooth gets bad. So keeping that in mind. And that really is, what I wanted to share with you this week. And as you move forward in this whole idea of thinking like an entrepreneur, the world needs us. We need the world, and we need to do it with joy in our hearts. And I want to leave you here today with a quote from Benjamin Franklin, good old Ben, who did so much for us. And he said, "Tell me and I forget," right? "Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I remember. Involve me and I learn." And if you're finding any gaps along your way, find out who can help you. Get the support that you need. If I can help you, again, even over at businessvictories.com, /map. You can look at our programs. We have a get started. If you go to our get started page, some very low cost solutions for you. Even if you want to just sign up for our victory letter, which I send out every Monday morning to inspire you, that's free, no cost. Listen to our Courage to Be the Difference podcast. We have a variety of them out there now. And we come out with new ones every week, which the victory letter will share which ones are coming out for that week. And get the support around you that you need. And we have full-on long-term programs as well that if you need help with your marketing, etc. So it has been my honor and my privilege to be with you here for this time today. And I look forward to seeing and talking to you soon. Take care.